Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show.
We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
Did you feel left out at the birthday party, at the hotel party?
Used to it.
Yeah.
Used to it. But I will say this.
So did you get a room next to theirs?
Yeah, it was adjoining. So we had the door open. It was connected.
How many girls again?
There were 11 girls total, but one didn't spend the night. But yeah, so we had 10 sleepover. And it was a lot. They're loud. We had one noise complaint, but we were my her stepmom, bonus mom. Everybody gets mad when you say stepmom. We get along really well, and she helped me. This is, y'all, if you're not getting along with your ex's significant other, partner, spouse, fix it, because it makes life a lot easier.
Way better.
When everybody gets along. So we just had an adjoining room, but we started so early because we either had a choice of dinner at 4 o'clock or 9 o'clock. We're like, we'll take 4 o'clock for our party of our size. So by the time we got back to the hotel room, it was only 7:30, and it felt like 10 o'clock. But so they're being girls. We do the cake. We do, you know, everything. At about 9 o'clock, we get a knock on the door. It wasn't even 9 o'clock.
The dancer was there?
No. There was a guy in a suit saying he was security, and they were responding to a noise complaint. And both Dana and I are very big rule followers. Yeah. And we were like, okay, come on. First of all, why didn't you call? That was really weird. They came to the door and knocked.
That's weird.
Because they came to listen.
Hmm?
They come to listen.
Yeah, to make sure it's loud. I guess, but I mean,
they weren't being overly loud.
We didn't think so.
Okay, yeah.
There was also a bar mitzvah and 3 weddings and Texas OU weekend in the same hotel. So you would think people, I guess.
And they go to the 13-year-old birthday party.
Right.
You got to put up with the noise.
Exactly. So we got them to hush as much as we could. We didn't have any more complaints after that. Yeah. But, you know, I finally fall asleep about midnight, and I wake up to this somebody nudging me like, wake up, wake up. It was my daughter, and like 4 girls are standing around the bed. It was like a horror movie. It's like, what? Somebody, I don't want to mention names. I don't want to embarrass anybody. But they won't come out of the bathroom. They're doing Snapchats, and they won't hang out with us. It's like, just leave them alone. Who cares? Hang out with the girls that want to hang out with you, right?
Right, right.
If 2 people want to be in there and make Snapchat videos, let them be in there. Leave them alone.
But what is happening?
She came out, and she told me to shut up, and she's never spoken to me like that before. And she started, so I was, okay, let's go back in there, we'll calm down. And Emma Kelly started getting more and more upset, so she started crying.
Oh, no.
So I had to pull her out of the room. She's like, I said, are you more upset that she yelled at you or she embarrassed you in front of your friends? She's just never spoken to me like that before, and I don't know why she's doing that. I just wanted to hang out with me. It's my birthday. She's like, oh, my gosh. It's a mess. So then I went and I got the girl, her best friend that was the Snapchat queen that night. I pulled her aside, and she was trying not to cry. She was like a stiff upper lip. She was stiff as a board. And I put my arm around her, and I said, you just have to understand, Emma Kelly's basically raised an only child, and she wants everything to be about her all the time, including on her birthday.
Right.
So I know you're having fun. I said, but I think she's a little upset. You yelled at her and told her to shut up, and I'm really apologizing that I'm breathing my stinky breath in your face, which made her start laughing. Because, I mean, it woke me up.
Right. Yeah.
So I made all the girls get together. I made them go around and tell each other 3 compliments.
At midnight?
I said, go around. Everybody has to tell each other 3 compliments. And then one of the girls said,
this is like Rush.
And what you're sorry for. So one of the girls said that. I was like, oh, Lord, okay. So this one girl, Susie Sunshine, she was so awesome. I told her, Michaela, you better be better friends with her. She went around the room. You're beautiful. You're smart. You're great in science. I just want to be like you when I grow up. Hey, I love you so much. You're the best. She was just like, positivity.
Oh, I want to meet her.
She was awesome. But yeah, that kind of fixed everything. I made them all give each other compliments, and I went back to bed.
At midnight.
But that fixed it, I think.
Did they do the prank calls to the boys?
No.
That was a big, you could tell girls were having sleepovers when you'd get a prank call.
I think they were Snapchatting boys, I think is what they were doing.
Kelly, right now, I'd like for you to go around the room and give each of us 3 compliments, please.
Go ahead.
Good for the pipe, good for the piper.
All right, Big Al.
Yes.
You have a very big heart. You would do anything for anybody.
Thank you, Kelly.
I love the way that you don't hold grudges.
Number 2.
And I love the way you love me.
Number 3.
You made it a lot about you.
You see this, ladies and gentlemen? I came right back to Kelly Raspberry. Okay, but I'm gonna accept that. Uh-huh. I'm gonna accept that.
JC.
Okay?
Yes, ma'am.
I love your childlike qualities.
Number 1.
Let me think.
There's plenty.
You're a great captain of this ship.
Number 2.
And you're a good dad.
Aw, thank you.
Number 3.
You're a good daddy.
Sweet. Right.
Jenna. Mm-hmm. You've got the best hair of any woman I've ever met. Your hair is awesome. You are kicking butt as a woman boss.
Number 2.
And
these are nice.
I think you are really smart. You're really smart. Wow. Okay. You make me want to buy like psychology magazines. Because I know you do that.
All right, so it's four.
And I'm like, man, maybe I should be reading these psychology magazines like Jenna. No, because I mean, when you see what she reads, it's like, that's probably what helps her
smart stuff.
So smart.
Psychology magazines actually have spiked since Jenna started doing her dreams segment.
Oh, okay. Thank you, Kelly. That was very generous.
Uh-huh. Anna, you are sunshine on a plate. I've never seen you upset about anything.
True. Uh-huh.
You really have great hair, too.
Number two.
Second to Jenna. And I think you are hilarious.
Number three.
Thanks, Kelly.
Three.
Yeah. All right.
There you
go. How about Trey?
Trey. I think you're very handsome.
Whoa! I missed my opportunity. Both of us are shacked up now.
Shacked up.
Both of you are married now.
Yes. The old ball and chain.
Uh-huh.
I think you've gotten in really good shape, too.
Yeah, you did.
He's so skinny and scrawny and pale.
You know these are all physical,
he's all physical and buff.
He stopped eating gummy bears for dinner.
Right, he got healthy.
Uh-huh.
And I think marriage has made you nicer.
Thank you so much, Kelly.
Those are nice.
Now for white cheddar.
Oh, my God, Al. I'm getting old. I mean, I love... Robert, you know how much I love you. I think you take on more than you should have to, and you tolerate a lot of nonsense you shouldn't have to.
Mostly Al, yeah.
Was that count as one?
Yeah.
Or two? You're big old cuddly, soft like a teddy bear. I just want to hug you all the time. And I can't wait to go on our adventure cross-country
journey together.
Yeah.
Long haul.
That's my retirement plan right there.
Aww. You and Cheddar?
Yep, me and Cheddar.
18-wheeler.
Yep.
Across the country.
Bye, enough?
Yeah, that's great right there.
Now, nobody has to compliment me.
Oh, we already.
Well, we do that all the time. We do.
I'm not expecting any reciprocation.
That's why we call it the Kelly Raspberry Show.
That's every day, of course.
Yeah.
I also had a pretty eventful weekend.
Okay.
Had to celebrate a birthday party, and usually that's what would be the big highlight of the weekend, because it was my wife's birthday, but that's not what was the highlight, because my sister visited, she came in town on Wednesday last week. With her boyfriend.
I don't think I've seen your sister since your wedding.
Since you gave her a shot because you thought she was 21.
I didn't know, yeah.
So my sister and her boyfriend came to visit us. And I told you guys a few weeks ago, man, I just got a really cool call. And I wish I could tell you what it was about, but I can't. And I'm going to have to wait until after this happens.
Okay.
Now I can tell you what it was. So maybe a month and a half ago, I get a call from my sister's boyfriend. And mind you, I don't talk to him very often. I like the guy. I love him. He's great. I've met him a couple times. Super cool dude. But I don't talk to him all the time. It's not like we text.
Yeah.
They've been dating for a few years, for a couple years.
All right.
And he hits me up, and he first texts me, and he goes, hey, man, sent me a text and says, hey, can I call you? And I'm thinking, crap, something happened to my family. Something happened to my sister. So I'm like, dude, of course. So he calls me up, and I could tell he sounds nervous.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, hey, man. And now I'm thinking, oh my, something bad happened. Because he sounds nervous, like he doesn't want to tell me something. And he goes, hey, I've been meaning to call you for the last couple days because I already talked to your dad a couple hours ago, and now I want to talk to you, and I want to see if it's okay if I ask for your sister's hand in marriage.
That was very nice.
Wow, not only is your dad,
she did not have to do that. Now, call my dad, that's definitely, you should, you know, because that's the father of the bride, potential bride. But to call me, I'm the brother, I know you want me to accept and everything, but you don't have to do that. And so I said, I would be more than proud to call you my brother-in-law. You know, I would love for that. I've actually, since the day I met you and I saw how you treated my sister, I wished and hoped that you guys would get to this point. So, yes, absolutely.
Okay.
And he goes, okay, second.
can I come? By the ring?
No. He already had the ring. He's like, he sent me a picture. Like, as we're talking, he sends me a picture. He's like, this is the ring. Do you think it's good enough for your sister? And I was like, dude, it doesn't matter about a ring. It is good enough.
Right.
You are what's good enough for my sister, and that's all I care about. He goes, can you help me just come to the concert with me? And I said, what concert? And he goes, I bought us all tickets to the Jason Aldean concert, and that's where I want to propose.
Oh, because that's a special artist to them?
That is her favorite artist. And he goes, and I want to do it during the song You Make It Easy, because I guess that's her favorite song from Jason Aldean. And I said, cool, done. You guys could stay at my house. We'll go to the concert together. I'll drive and make sure everybody's, I'll be the designated driver so you guys can party. So we get to the show. Finally, they come in.
Did you tell Kenzie in this month? Like, hoping that, I mean, I'd be worried to tell too many people to keep it a secret.
But yeah, my sister, my wife knew, but Kenzie gets so excited that sometimes she blurts things out.
Right.
And I didn't want her to do that, but I told her, and she knew. And so we were trying to make sure he wasn't nervous when he was with us at all times. Because I did sense it. You know, when you're about to propose to the dude, you get really nervous and you start acting really different. And I kept having to nudge him like, yo, dude, get back into
party mode.
Get back to what you are.
Yeah.
And so we're at the concert and I'm watching him very closely, you know, to see little signs so that he doesn't give it away to my sister. And he is stone cold, just regular.
Okay.
I'm like, oh man, is he still going to do it?
Did he change his mind?
Like, did he change his mind? And so I see him and Kinsey. Kinsey nudges him and they get up and go to the bathroom. I'm like, oh, well, that's kind of weird.
Pep talk.
Okay. And I'm like, I'm like, Kinsey, what would you do? That looks weird. I wonder if Alexa's thinking. And sure enough, my sister was Woo Girl at the concert, so she did not notice anything.
Okay.
Every 5 seconds.
At a country show especially?
That was my sister 100%.
Woo-hoo's off the chain. All right.
So my wife and my sister's boyfriend come back, and we're sitting there, and I kind of go into Kinsey's ear, and I say, why'd you take him away? And she goes, I looked at the set list. You make it easy's last. I don't want Alexa to wait that long. And I said, oh, that's a good idea. You know, you want to be able to celebrate during the show, okay? And she goes, I told them that when I found a song that I thought would be perfect, we have a hand signal.
Kinsey's producer.
Orchestrating.
Oh, my gosh. But that's her favorite song.
And I was thinking, I'm like, and she says, he thought so, too, because he wanted it to be early on, and he thought it was going to be early on, but it's the very last song. You want people to celebrate with you. And I was like, that's actually a good idea. And he thought so as well.
Okay.
So we're sitting there, and I don't know the song. I don't know when Kinsey's going to do their little hand signal they came up with.
You're on, buddy.
Yeah. And then all of a sudden, this song comes on.
I've never met a girl.
Oh, there you go. There you go.
So we're doing our little dancing, and my sister's doing her woo. Everybody's having a good time.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, I see commotion next to me. So it's me in the middle of the row, Kinsey's to my left, then my sister, and then he's sitting on the aisle, which is perfect seats, right? He got them for this reason, so he could be
hit
right
down
there.
The knee, yeah.
Right. And so I see Kinsey doing some weird sign, like she's like a third base. She's like a third base coach. She's doing the nose.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, that was a little over the top. But again, my sister notices nothing because she's too busy wooing.
Yes.
And so Kinsey gets up and goes, loud. Look, she had gone to the bathroom 3 times, and for some reason, this time, she had to yell it. I gotta go to the bathroom!
Okay. Okay.
That's a little over the top, but cool. She slides out, and she goes up halfway up the stairs, and I can tell she's trying to get my attention. I didn't catch on that this was the moment.
Yeah, she was going to her perch right?
I thought she was legitimately going to the bathroom. So I'm sitting there dancing and wooing as well.
Yeah.
And I notice my wife is doing some signs until I hear a bap. I just get backed in the back of the head from the guy sitting right there. Hey, this girl's trying to get your attention. And she's sitting there pointing at her phone. And I'm like, oh, I should bust out my phone to get pictures. That's what you were trying to do. Got it.
Okay.
As soon as I do that, I notice that my sister's boyfriend goes to the aisle and he grabs her and he starts talking to her. And I can't really tell because it's loud. It's a concert.
Yeah.
But you know, he's like in her face, I love you so much. You're the woman of my dreams.
And then, so I'm just taking snapping pictures. And all of a sudden, I just see my sister put her hands over her mouth and wipe away tears.
Aww.
And he gets down on one knee and says, will you marry me? And the entire section, I don't know how people notice these things, because even people turned around. Like, I don't know who said, like, I don't know if there was a spread, like, word of mouth.
Yeah.
Everybody in our area turned around and were basically filming and shining the light so she could see.
Aww.
And everybody started clapping. They hugged. And then the rest of the concert, we got to enjoy it. They were just sitting there cuddling next to each other. And I tried to get a picture. I'll probably post it. I said, Alexa, show me your ring. But she's crying so hard that it's... very blurry. I didn't get a single still shot because she was moving a lot and so excited.
Well, that sounds awesome.
But my little sister, the little one that I used to change her diapers and I used to lock in the closet and try to scare her, and the little girl that I had to leave when I left for college when she was 7 years old is now getting married.
She's getting married.
To a really cool dude.
Icing on the cake. She's moving.
Yeah, they're thinking about coming out here.
Moving in, we are.
It's going to be, that would not be what's happening.
Child care.
Hey, I'm done to talk to you one more time, JC. When I move down there, we're going to have to live with you for a little while.
That actually wouldn't be terrible. They could help out.
That'd actually be fine.
Yeah.
And then I look over a few songs later, and Kinsey's crying with my sister. And I'm like, why are you guys crying now? And Kinsey goes, she just asked me to be her matron of honor.
Aww.
So then I'm sitting there going like,
best man, right?
I'm free, bro.
So, no, nothing.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations.
That's awesome.
My little sister's getting married.
That's awesome, man.
Cool.
That's awesome.
I messaged, for the first time ever, a celebrity trying to get in. I messaged Jason Aldean.
JC was working.
I was trying to see if I could do it, like, to where we do a meet and greet and they get to meet him and do it there with him, with Jason Aldean, or maybe even get on stage.
Right.
But, yeah, I messaged a lot of people. And
yeah.
Nothing.
It's tough, man. It's he's a busy dude, and he's really famous.
With all the commotion he might have noticed from the stage, if, you know.
We're pretty far back, but I think somebody else got engaged during his show as well. Wow. He did mention it on stage.
Great.
But, yeah, I messaged, so hopefully he'll see my 8 messages I sent him. Yeah, I went in.
All in.
I went all in on that one.
There you go.
All right, Kid Nation, so congratulations to my sister.
Yay.
She's engaged. Grown woman now. And coming up next, we want to get you out of the cold, Kid Nation. Go to KidNation.com and give us your hashtag winter problems. And you could be on your way to Florida thanks to Visit Florida. We'll meet a winner next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
All right, Kid Nation. Petty Money is coming up in about 20 minutes, so start sending those our way at 800-543-3548. Yeah, you can text us. Make sure you use the hashtag Petty Monday. Also slip into the DMs on Instagram and Twitter. Hashtag Petty Monday as well on those so we can find it a lot easier. Love Letters to Kelly is about an hour away. So our love expert's going to help you out. You can go to KidNation.com and write our love expert and she'll solve your problems. And speaking of going to KidNation.com, we told you we wanted you to skip winter this week, and that's exactly what we're going to be doing. You can go to KidNation.com and tell us about your hashtag winter problems. And we got a lot.
Lots.
So many have come in. We're going to pick a winner each day, so it's going to be difficult. But we want to give you a couple good examples we got here before we share the winner for today. Raymond wrote us and said, my hashtag winter problem. I'm a grizzly bear dad that likes the mountains, but my son is a skinny toothpick, and he stays cold and loves the beach. So this would be a perfect early Christmas gift to him.
Nice.
So he wants to hook up to his toothpick of a son.
I got one here from Ray Nail Horton. He says, my car heater has not worked in the last 2 years. When it gets cold, I load up my car with blankets, hand warmers, scarves, earmuffs. I put the warmers in my boots and gloves and hope I don't freeze before I get to my destination. It takes forever for my car to defrost and expensive to fix it. Mm. Hashtag winter problems.
How about this? My hashtag winter problem is that I'm a newly single chick and now I have no one to place my feet against in bed to warm them up.
Poor Holly. She's a cuddler. She wants to cuddle with somebody. I mean, we're not going to include a human on this trip, but you might be able to find one out there.
It is a trip for two. A lot
of warm bodies.
That's
true. You can invite somebody. Anna, you got one?
Yeah, Aaron said, I'm trying to put myself up to shovel my driveway by calling it a shovel party and hoping people get too excited to come to my party and bring their own shovel. No one has ever come to my shovel parties. I'm only fooling myself. Hashtag winter problems.
I'd go to your shovel party.
Yeah, I'd go to the shovel party.
Maybe. I bought a shovel last year.
You did?
Yeah.
For what?
Just for stuff. I guess I needed one.
Have you shoveled anything yet?
I dug a little hole in my backyard.
There you go. You got to dig a hole.
That much shoveling.
Well, that's where I was going to bury Dex, and then but then we realized it's not a good idea, so I filled it back up. My dog.
So you bought the shovel just to bury a dog?
Well, yeah, we just in case we needed it.
Careful what you buy your shovel with at the hardware store.
Yeah, don't buy it with tape.
Like, don't buy rope and tape and a shovel.
A garbage
And I did it because he was getting older, and I was like, I just want to be ready so that we don't get stuck and like, oh no, what do we do now? So I bought the shovel, and it was a sad purchase, but... So now I have one.
Oh.
Yeah, I know.
On that note...
Do you want to give us our winner?
Yeah. Let's give a trip away.
Yeah. All right. This says, I'm a college student. I can't afford a new coat. And my freshman 15 is reaching more like sophomore 30. My winter problem is no girlfriend, no coat to keep me warm. Please bless me. That's from Kevin Valdez.
All right, Kev.
And Kevin is on the phone with us right now. Kevin?
Hi, how you doing?
Congratulations, buddy.
Thank you. I'm excited. Woo!
Yay!
My man said the sophomore 30 over here.
Isn't that right?
Now, Kevin, you do get a trip for two, and I know you said you didn't have a lady, but is there someone you have in mind to ask to go on this trip with you?
Not too sure. I might have to find someone here pretty soon, though.
I have a feeling you're going to have a lot of best friends all of a sudden, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It might be a boys' trip, and then you guys go out there and look for some girls, because you and a guest are going to get to skip winter for 3 nights, and you get to stay at the Lowe's Miami Beach Hotel. We stayed there. We had a blast. What else can I expect out there, Kelly?
Oh, gosh.
Tell me more about the Lowe's.
Oh, I got it. It's located in the heart of South Beach's vibrant Art Deco district and offers you an oceanfront haven where sophisticated style meets beachfront chic. And we're going to hook you up with an ocean view room at the Lowe's Miami Beach Hotel, which includes single-day use of a soap day bed, plus a complimentary photo shoot from Focal Point photographers, 2 tickets to the Sawgrass Recreation Park, including an airboat adventure. We did that, and we really enjoyed that day. Air travel for you and your guests to Miami, and a mid-size rental car for you to cruise around and explore, and that's all thanks to Visit Florida.
Feeling good, Kevin?
Yeah, I'm excited. Ooh, that sounds great.
Oh, it's going to be great.
All right, well, good luck with school, but get ready for your trip, and good luck finding a buddy to go with, or a lady. You know, you still got some time to find somebody.
You know what? That'd be fun. 2 guys hitting the scene.
Yeah.
Miami nightclub scene.
Or a date.
Now, Kevin, if you do bring a bro with you, please send us the pictures of y'all's photo shoot. I definitely want to see what that turns out like. Yeah.
For reals.
We'll do, we'll do.
All right, Kevin. Well, hold on for us. We'll get you all set up. There he goes. Kevin had that winter problem, and now he's going to get to skip winter.
But we have more, right?
Yeah, we got more chances to win tomorrow, so go to KidNation.com and enter for your chance to skip winter.
Cool.
Felt good this morning, though, wasn't it?
Yeah,
I don't miss the days. I grew up in Ohio, scraping. We didn't have the cars in the garage. Yeah, we only had a 1-car garage when I was growing up. So the other car, we'd have to scrape the windshield every morning before we went to school.
Did you have to pour water on it?
Yeah, sure. I don't remember.
Don't do hot.
Yeah, they tell you don't do hot water because it'll crack the windshield.
I remember the time in Fargo. I woke up at 4 or 5 in the morning. I heard somebody mowing their yard. I'm like, who's cutting their yard? 4 o'clock in the morning. It was a snowblower. I'm from the South. I don't know what a snowblower is. Wow. If there was... whatever you do, you're getting rid of the snow out of the driveway. I had no idea.
Melting it away.
Freak me out.
All right, Kid Nation. Well, go give us your winter problems.
Skip winter.
And right now, let's get some pettiness going, Kid Nation. It's time for...
Give me a P. Give me a E. Give me a T. T-Y. I'm petty
all the time.
Petty Monday. Yes, our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Got one that came in here early. And it says, hey, this boy I used to go out with is still using my Netflix. And that's cool. He's watching Scandal. Okay. That's... and he's currently on season 7, episode 12. Series finale, season 7, episode 18.
Oh.
So guess who's changing her password as soon as he gets to episode 17? Yep, me, Petty LaBelle.
Yeah. Petty LaBelle.
All right.
That revenge is a dish that served cold.
Oh, nice.
Waiting, right?
Oh, man.
And it's nice because you have something to look forward to when it comes to your petty. So if you have any pettiness in your life, Kid Nation, we want to hear all about it. We'll take your calls and your text messages next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Give me a P. Give me a E. Give me a T. T-Y. I'm petty all the time.
All right, it's time for Petty Monday. Kid Nation. My son was actually singing this song yesterday. He was excited for Petty Monday.
Okay.
And then I reminded him, you don't have school tomorrow. And he goes, oh, then I'm going to miss it. I'm going to be sleeping. Petty.
Way to be petty.
Petty, boy. Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Got some that came in on the text. This one says, when my boyfriend has been a complete jerk and I come home to make dinner, I give him 2 options. Now, whatever he picks, I make the other. That's from Kelly, hashtag Petty Monday.
You get him.
My wife and I have a new puppy, and we're kennel training him at night. So guess who got to clean up the poop tornado this morning after she said my ribs weren't good yesterday? Hashtag Petty Monday.
Oh, dang.
Yeah, you got to compliment a man's cooking. Or barbecuing, even if it's not up to par.
Especially the grilling.
It will.
A lot of pride in that.
It will wreck us if you don't like it. Anna, do you have any from the Instagram?
Yeah, at Kid Nation on Instagram and Twitter, Facebook. Camila said, I work at a doctor's office and our medical records lady is kind of rude. So every day I file my medical records upside down. So she has to organize them. Hashtag Petty Monday.
Yeah, that's right. Uh-huh. Misty, how are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing great. So there's been a little pettiness in your relationship?
Yes. So anytime my boyfriend has to go somewhere, I make him drive because I don't want to. He likes to change my side mirrors to fit him. I tell him not to because then I have to fix it in the morning before I go to work.
Right.
But he does it anyways. So whenever he goes to sleep, I go out to his car and I change them in the complete opposite direction. So now he has to feel what I feel.
That's a lot of effort.
But I admire you.
No, bro, I see your girlfriend getting in your car every night. That's weird. She just sits in there for like 2 minutes and then gets out.
I admire you for your commitment, but that is a lot of trouble.
It's not, I promise. He's a hard sleeper, and I have to wake up really early in the morning to work.
I got you. Hey, you do you, Missy. You keep being petty.
That is funny.
Have a great week, Missy. Thank you for calling us. What up, Joe?
Hey, what's going on?
Not much. You're getting petty on this Monday. What you got for us?
Well, me and my girlfriend got into a fight, and it was over me going to the bar with the fellas,
okay.
And she wouldn't answer her phone after that, so I called up the company, and, you know, we on a family plan, and I called up the company, and I told her phone got stolen, and I cut it off. She wasn't answering anything.
Hey, dude! I mean, wow.
How much trouble did that get you in with the girl?
I still haven't talked to her. It's Monday and I'm at work right now.
Well, you can't call her because her phone's off.
Oh, man.
Exactly.
Oh, wow. You can see the kick out there.
I can tell. He started laughing before he told us the story.
All right,
Joe. You have a good day at work, man. Good luck with your girl. There's been so many times where I tell my wife, you got to cut the Target trips a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Just a little bit.
Just a little bit. Just cut it to like 2 days a week instead of five. And I've been this close to just cutting the card so that when she goes, she has to leave it there and do the walk of shame.
Yeah.
Why would you do that? To teach her a lesson?
To be petty.
Being petty.
Yeah, mostly to be petty. But then again, I don't want her to be, because it is embarrassing when you get denied with the card. Hi, Bailey.
Hi.
Welcome to Petty Monday. Okay, what'd you do?
Okay, so this morning I looked on Snapchat and I have my brother's girlfriend on there who I do not like.
So
one of her friends posted on her YOLO story that she doesn't like her boyfriend, and that he's too short and she should date someone else. So I posted on my Snapchat story that people shouldn't be talking about my brother like that. He may be short, but I still love him. But I can't stand his girlfriend, so it really doesn't matter to me.
Oh, dang. Yeah, she saw that.
Yeah, she did.
She did. She says, all right, Bailey.
Be safe now.
Hope your brother learns. Careful with those. The Snapchat, that's the problem that they were having at the Emma Kelly sleepover.
Right.
Snapchat getting in the way. Bailey, have a good week. Thanks for calling us. From the text. So my husband really needs a hearing aid but refuses to go get one. He makes me repeat everything I say because he says he only heard a couple words. I think that's most husbands. So I'm thinking of just looking at him and mouthing words, actually not saying anything to see if it'll get him to go get that aid. Hashtag Petty Monday.
Yeah, oh, man. I love that.
That's messed up.
I think it's all dudes because my wife complains that I don't listen.
Yeah.
We mean to hear. We're
not
trying.
Not necessarily a hard of hearing
thing. It might be an attention thing.
Well, it's the opposite in our family.
You're the one?
Oh. I'm not. I half hear.
Yeah.
I can't do two things at once.
It kind of does happen on the show, too. Sometimes.
I can't do two things at once.
If I'm doing
something and somebody says something, I'm like, sometimes I can fake it. Like, I think what you said.
Yeah.
Because we'll be like, Kelly, you're going to do this, blah, 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 in the next break. But I know Kelly's working on the Showbiz Top 5.
No, I didn't hear you.
And then it gets to that point.
Yeah.
And Kelly's just looking at me with what?
Like, what? Why are you looking at me like that?
Why are you looking at me like that? Sheila, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing awesome. So you've been a little... were you petty or were your kids petty?
Oh, my husband and my grandson.
Okay, what's going on?
Well, if they forget to lift the sheet and they tinkle on it, I close the lid and set their toothbrushes in the containers on top of the toilet seat, because I always threaten, if you sprinkle on the seat, guess what? I'm cleaning it with your toothbrush.
Oh.
And if you put both toothbrushes there, they don't know which one.
Oh. Is it working?
Not really, because she's still doing it.
Yeah.
They probably had to do it twice.
Okay, because they probably think she's not really.
She's not going to do it.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I think Sheila might.
She might.
She might do it.
All right, take care.
Bye, Sheila. Good luck.
Take care.
I don't know what it is. Why we miss?
Lazy.
If you sprinkle, when you tinkle, be a sweetie right to see.
Right. Yeah, no, that's what we usually do, but I still... Like, my son not only gets it on the seat...
He gets it on a wall.
He gets it on the wall.
I know.
I'm like, what are you doing in there?
Yeah,
crazy.
Right?
You guys are doing like a windmill or something?
Yeah.
Like, what are you doing?
Windmill.
Hi, Jessica.
Hi, good morning, guys.
Hey. Good morning. So you're being a little petty with the hubby.
Yes, when we get into an argument and he's over it, but I'm not over it yet, I'll go put on lipstick so he won't be able to kiss me.
Yeah, they hate the lipstick.
Yeah, he hates the lipstick, so I go put some on, that way he can just go to work without a kiss.
Yep.
Petty with the sugar, girl.
But be honest, do you think about it all day long? Do you think about it all day long that you're like, man, I should have given my man a kiss before work?
Mm-hmm.
I'll send him a little message. He'll get over it.
Okay. All right, Jessica. Have a wonderful day. I think it all started when we were kids because we didn't want our mom to know we were making out. That's why we started hitting the lipstick.
Mm. Well, it's just all over your face.
Yeah, it just gets all over.
Yeah.
Hi, Mandy.
Hi, good morning, guys. How are y'all?
Good.
Awesome. All right, hit us with that petty.
So, Fortnite crashed last night, right?
Right.
Uh-huh.
So it's been a big drama in my house, and my 12-year-old decided, instead of taking a shower this morning, that he would pay attention to what was going on Fortnite on YouTube. So, he decided not to take a shower, and you could smell him walking down the hall. So I promptly made him go get in the shower, and I got his little brother dressed and took him to Donut and took him to school, leaving the oldest to walk to school.
Dang.
You need to worry about yourself. Worry about your own self and not Fortnite.
Man, you're not lying, man. A lot of these kids stayed up all night long to watch a little black hole on a screen because they thought it was going to come back.
Still not back,
yet. It killed me.
I feel like Fortnite.
He got to learn his lesson.
Yeah, I feel like Fortnite's being petty with all the kids that are willing to stay up that late. I think their message was like, hey, why don't you guys go outside and play for a little bit?
Well, he fell into that little warp hole that they've got going on, so we're good.
I tell him it should be back tomorrow, I hear.
Okay.
I got sources.
Ooh, your sources? Good?
It's Twitter.
You going to be okay? You going to be okay for 24
hours? I'm fine, dude. I'm cool. Yeah, I was cool with it. We went outside and played.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Get outside and do something active, maybe.
Yeah, we went outside and played football yesterday with the kids in the neighborhood. I was like, you guys live here?
Never seen you before.
What's up, everybody?
They've been in the Fortnite hole.
Yeah, everybody's in the Fortnite hole. All right, Kid Nation, appreciate your pettiness. We'll get back to it next week, so keep it coming. Hey, we can save those. And if you didn't get on the phone this time, call us back next week. We'll get you on.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Hope you're having a great Monday, Kid Nation. Mm-hmm. We are. We all had busy weekends. Kelly was traveling, had a nice little birthday party with her daughter.
Busy, busy.
Big Al, I'm sure you were busy.
Trying to sell some beers and burgers, man.
Uh-huh. My sister got engaged over the weekend, and we celebrated my wife's birthday, so we had an awesome weekend.
Yep.
Jenna joined us and had fun, too, with the boyfriend. You went to a pumpkin patch.
I went to a pumpkin patch. Yeah. Yes, I did. It was great.
Cool.
But now we want to help you out, Kid Nation. If you go to KidNation.com, you'll notice that there's a tab set up for our love expert, and that love expert is Kelly Raspberry, who has been giving great, solid relationship advice for the entire time she's been on the show. I mean,
years.
Kid made her start doing it. She didn't want to. She went in kicking and screaming, and now she has become an expert.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we don't have a certificate, but on our show, she's an expert.
We don't need that. We don't need credentials here.
No credentials.
But I got to show proof? What?
We got a song. That's all we need.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
I was in a relationship for 2 years. Everything was great, and I thought we were both very much in love. But one day, he found out his ex-wife passed away, and he abruptly left. He said he needed time to mourn. It went from one day planning our future together to give me time the next. It ended so quickly and without warning. He never broke up with me. He just keeps telling me to give him time. Well, now it's been a year.
Oh, no.
And nothing's changed. I still love him very much, and I want to spend forever with him, but how do I know I'm not waiting on nothing? How much longer do I wait? I don't want to lose him, but he hasn't given me any hope of us getting back together soon. What do I do?
You start looking somewhere else after a year. I understand taking a minute. That's hard. I remember when my first love died. It was a surprise. I found out he died like a week before I found out. And it hit me harder than I hadn't seen him in years. And I had moved on and fallen in and out of love several times. But I went home. I was just devastated. It took me a minute to get over it, but not a year.
Right.
Yeah.
So it's not looking good for your relationship. You deserve to have love. You deserve to have happiness. You need to let that dream go. Because he's not. That's not. And do you want a man that a little bit, I mean, that's a lot of sad news, but apparently doesn't have the coping mechanisms to deal with the stuff life throws at you.
You gotta dust yourself off, be strong, and
I get mourning. You do mourn tragedy. You do mourn things, but you also, life does go on, and if you can't cope, that's not a good partner, somebody that can't cope when big things happen. You have to have a strong partner. So this wasn't him.
Yeah.
This wasn't it.
But now you know, at least.
Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
I've been in a relationship for 8 years, and we have a blended family. We've always been on the rocks, and last year he was out of town for work for almost a year, and he would come home on most weekends. Well, a few weeks ago, our three-year-old, Tekashi 03, brought me a phone in the middle of the night, but it was not my phone.
Oh.
It was a second phone he had been hiding.
Oh, no.
As soon as he realized it was the phone, he smashed it. I investigated and found a number of suspicious charges on phone bills, bank statements, and transactions from hotels, restaurants, and events. He is still sticking with the story that it was just one girl, but records show numerous numbers and dating apps purchased. I'm stuck on what to do. Please, any advice? He says,
He
wants to change. He wants to prove that he can do better and that he's done with all that.
Right. Come on. What does it make a difference if it's one girl or 10 girls? Come on. He got caught.
Yeah.
The three-year-old caught him.
Yeah, no, this is not. Didn't she say the whole relationship's been rocky?
Yeah.
What are you holding on for? What are y'all doing?
You deserve better.
Why do people settle for this crap? I don't understand. What kind of life is that to always be in turmoil, wondering? He's gone for an entire year. You're home holding down the fort. I get it. If sometimes life throws you things and somebody has to transfer for work and it's temporary, but there's trust there. You're not worried. He's not got a secret phone and lie. I mean, come on. This isn't a healthy relationship from any angle. So it's been rocky from the beginning. He promises he's going to do better. Better than what? When was it ever good?
Better than when he had the burner phone. He's going to do better.
This is ridiculous. I don't know why. Come on. I know you've got like umpteen kids together, but this is ridiculous.
Yeah.
How many is umpteen?
I don't remember how many they said, but it was a lot.
Blended family.
I have a blended family, didn't say. But the three-year-old's the one that caught.
No, it's ridiculous.
Yeah. Good. Leave that man.
But, you know, trust.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
I don't know what to do, Kelly. Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
I am 25 years old and in a bad marriage, full of fighting and blaming. I'm in college, and I found love in my professor, but he doesn't know how I feel. I think he likes me, and I'm not really sure what to do in this situation. I only have 1 year left at this college till I move on to the next school. I want to be happy in life, but I'm scared of change, yet I don't want to miss a possible opportunity. What should I do? That's from Marley.
Well, you're not mature. You're not mature enough to be in marriage. You're not mature. And Lord, don't have an affair with your professor. No, come on.
But
this is
so
just
smart.
This is such an immature. This is why most people are advised to wait to get married, because you're not. And there are some very mature 20-year-olds that will outshine any 40-year-old in the room that are more capable and have the mental and emotional stability to be married than some 40-year-olds.
Shut up.
So this is just a painting with a very big brush here. But if you're getting married in your early 20s, the 20s are your most transformative years of your life, in my opinion.
Oh, yeah.
You grow more from 20 to 30 than you'll ever grow, in my opinion, than you ever will in any other decade of your life. Don't have an affair. I'm not going to tell you to get a divorce, but obviously you're moving on. You're already looking outside the marriage. You've got your starter marriage under your belt. Go get your jollies out. Go have a good time.
Get divorced first.
Uh-huh.
Yes. I mean, if that's what you choose to
do. That's what I'm saying. Get divorced first.
Okay, you do that.
Ridiculous.
All right, I'm being told by our officials in the back that, Anna, you have not sung one time, so punishment is you have to do a solo.
Okay.
Oh,
and
wow.
This next one. Yep. The officials caught you.
Come on, Anna.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Let's hear that pretty voice. Here we go.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Beautifully done.
Yay.
Nice.
Like
Look
it.
At that. Why would you not give us that angel-sounding voice?
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. All right, dear Kelly, you're the love expert.
I am.
With narcissism, in my opinion, on the rise in our society, what advice do you have for those seeking new relationships? As a single mom now who recently went through a horrible divorce, and it was with someone who ended up being a jerk disguised as Prince Charming, I'm asking for myself and all the others out there, what's the best way to take the love goggles off in the beginning so the red flags are more visible? Maggie.
Oh, gosh. I don't, you know, everybody, you got so much hope going into every relationship. You want so badly for that to be, this is going to be the one, this might be my only chance, I got to make this work, and you build up your expectations. I mean, I just guess the older I got, when I was doing Bumble and the Tinder thing, I just tried to look at every date as just a possibility. It wasn't the greatest date in the world, I'm like, okay, I'll just go out and go date another one. I wasn't hoping, oh, if this guy's not it, what am I going to do? And yeah, every little sign he gives you isn't like, oh, this is it, this is love, and I don't start writing my last name with his and that kind of thing. But how do I tell you to do that? I don't know. I mean, you just got to be, try to come at it more intelligently than emotionally, that you're dating to get to know some nice people. You're swiping. You don't introduce anybody to the kids until you know this is a guy I'm going to be with for the long haul. Red flags, you're pursuing him more than he's pursuing you. That you text him 15 times and he texts you back in one word answers.
Yeah.
That you're online, talking, chatting, texting, and he never asks you for a date. If a man's interested on online dating, he'll usually try to arrange a date very quickly, like within the first week. Those are some of the red flags I can give you if that's what you're asking. But there are still nice guys out there, and there are some guys out there that are just trying to sleep with you. I mean, that's the truth. They're just like, okay, I bought you dinner, let's go. You got to weed through those. I think they're kind of obvious.
Yeah.
I think that's kind of obvious when they show themselves.
Did not shout out there.
Look, what?
I said I did not shout out
there. What?
No,
that's well, you wanted to.
I didn't
shout out. You wanted to shout
out.
Way.
No, sir.
Yeah.
Oh, y'all looking at me.
We did because you wanted to shout out. If you want to write a love expert, go to kidnation.com. We'll do this again on Wednesday. We call it Love Letters to Kelly. And if you were trying to write a love expert about poor oral hygiene, I got you on that one right there. Because today's was brought to you by Quip.
Okay.
My favorite thing in the world, the electric toothbrush that's not going to break the bank. And why do I love Quip? Well, A, because it makes brushing so much easier. It's got sensitive sonic vibrations to make sure that my gums stay healthy and that I'm not hurting my gums. Mm-hmm. It's got a built-in 2-minute timer that pulses every 30 seconds to make sure that I brush for the 2 minutes I'm supposed to and to make sure that I brush evenly. That way, my teeth are all getting equal love right there. It also has a nice little mount that I put on my mirror, or you could put it in your shower, whatever you need to remind you that, hey, I need to brush at least twice a day for 2 minutes a day. And once that brush head starts getting worn out, and it will, it's not going to be as effective. They can deliver the brush heads for you, $5 every 3 months on a dentist-recommended schedule.
Great deal.
Love it.
Quip is awesome. They even have kids' sizes now, too, so my kids love it. They feel like they're adults, and they want to be brushing all the time. I told you it was not going to break the bank, right? Quip starts at just $25, and if you go to getquip.com/kid right now, you can get your first refill pack for free. That's your first refill pack for free at getquip.com/kid.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
All right, Kid Nation, new podcast alert.
All right.
Especially if you're into technology.
I am.
Uh-huh. The podcast is called So Bob.
So Bob,
yeah. And on the show with us right now is the host of that podcast, Bob and Aaliyah. Hi, guys.
Hey, how's it going?
How's it going?
Good.
It's going great. Aaliyah, can I ask you a question first?
Please.
How come we can't say, so, Aaliyah?
Well, you could. At this point, you probably could, and I might have some answers for you.
Because after going through season one, you feel a little bit more savvy when it comes to technology, because that's basically what this is about. This podcast is about taking the fear out of technology, right?
Yeah, it's about making it really approachable for everybody. The reason why it's called So Bob is because Bob Sullivan and I became friends when we were hosting a different podcast together, and I just kept calling him or sending him voice memos that always began with, So Bob, and then would end with some sort of question about technology. So, yeah, here we are. So Bob is Alexa always listening to me.
Nice. So Bob, how's it going?
It's going great. I'm waiting for somebody to ask me a question.
Oh,
right,
Kelly.
See, sometimes here's the thing with me and technology. And I know it's not polite. I'm not trying to be self-deprecating, but I'm so dumb about it. Sometimes I don't even know what to ask. I just know I don't understand it. You know, so I'm coming from a place of such ignorance. I don't even know what questions to ask.
Bob, I want to know what you think we should be most scared of.
Right now, technology-wise.
first, I want to address what I just heard, which is I think all of this technology and consumer issues, too, are designed to make us feel stupid so that we feel helpless. And that's the best way to take advantage of consumers, when you feel like you don't know what you're doing and you just kind of go along with it. The scariest thing, I call it the hacking of humans. You know, there's this question, one of our episodes coming up this season is really about, are we going to lose our very free will because companies and governments are becoming so good at manipulating us through all of these tools? So that's the thing to be afraid of right now.
Bob, you're making me more afraid than I was.
You know, guys.
That's Bob's specialty.
Yeah. Well, he's telling us how it is. He's telling us the truth.
I will tell you this, Bob. We are freaking out because we know our computers are listening to us. Mm-hmm. We'll say the most innocuous thing, and suddenly you're getting blasted with advertisements for us. Can you explain to us how that's legal even?
Well, everything's legal unless someone files a lawsuit or gets arrested, right? That's kind of the strategy that most companies, you know, advertising for the most part makes money because it's successful. And we live in an age right now where we have so much data that we're beginning to really understand what motivates people and what doesn't. You probably somewhere in your life have heard half of advertising works, half doesn't, so you have to spend all the money. Well, that's 25 years old sentiment. Now we can micro-target down to the zip code, down to the address, down to the gender, down to your religious habits, and all of these targets. I mean, you can buy mailing lists of women who've been abused, for example. That's the kind of targeting that's happening right now.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, your podcast sounds like it's some sort of high-level stuff, but are you also good for people who can't remember what Control-Alt-Delete does?
That's what Aaliyah's there for.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm here to play the dummy and ask the questions that I think we're all wondering about.
Right?
No. Aaliyah is sneaky smart, and you can probably already tell from the way that she speaks. Aaliyah has caught on to all this. I've been doing this for 25 years. She's been doing it for about 12 months. And we're equals at this point. She could answer your questions just as well as I could.
Because technology is one of those things, Aaliyah, right? And you probably felt like us, like a dumb technology consumer, and you don't know much about things. All it takes is a little bit of research, and once you start doing your research, you become informed, right?
Yeah, I think if you just ask the questions and seek out the answers, like, you're going to start learning something. And it's, you know, for us, it's really about, like, what are the unintended consequences of technology? So, like, what is technology doing to me on a daily basis? Like, those are the things I'm wondering about. Like, how does having a phone, you know, how does having, like, 4.5 hours of screen time every day affect me in the long term? And, like, everybody thinks it's bad, but, like, is it actually bad? You know, I'm here to ask those questions. Like, is being on a date and looking at your phones, like, actually a bad thing? Or is there a way that you can actually interact and it can be better for your love life even?
Okay. Well, better for the love life.
Yeah.
Bob, are you a big fan of FaceTiming your dude friends? Because we've had this conversation in the past before. Do you FaceTime or you prefer texting your dude friends?
I never FaceTime. I don't want people to see what I look like while I'm talking to them.
Okay. Because I'm a fan of the FaceTime. Aaliyah, are you a fan of the FaceTime?
I'm a huge fan of the FaceTime, especially because I travel a lot, and so I don't see my husband and my dog. And, like, I mean, I really want to see my dog, and that's a great way to do it.
Wow. Hey, when you're not FaceTiming, do you think people who put tape over that little camera on their laptops are overreacting?
Oh, God, no. That's a great idea. In fact, some laptops now come with built-in sliders that cover the camera. That's one of the oldest hacking tricks in the book, Criminals. You know, once they can control your computer through a virus or whatnot, they can do anything that you could do with your computer, and one of those things is turn on the camera.
So we need to all put a piece of, like, black tape over our camera on our laptops.
Doesn't hurt. There's a pretty famous picture of Mark Zuckerberg in his office with a piece of tape over his camera on his laptop. So if he does it, we should probably all do
it.
I'm
doing it.
Kelly, they even sell these things that are sticky, and you put it on, and it's a slider. Yeah, it's a little slider that you can slide it open and close it.
I'm going to have to do that, or just keep my thumb over it the whole time.
Yeah. Well, look, if you want to keep learning about technology, you got to check out this podcast, So Bob, with Aaliyah and Bob.
Al is taking tape, like the masking tape right now, just regular.
That's just going to make it blurry, Al.
Well,
that's going to do the job.
Better than nothing.
Are we going to talk about some relationship stuff, too, on the podcast?
We are. We're doing a whole episode about love and technology, and we're talking about how texting can actually be one of the greatest inventions for relationships.
That's cool, because I have a really good idea for when you meet somebody and you think you're really falling for them. I'm going to call my site, my app, Stumble.
Wow. Oh, I see. That's actually pretty good.
Have you bookmarked it or whatever you need to do?
I haven't done anything with it. I just thought of it 3 seconds ago.
Big Al and I have a bunch of ideas for businesses, you know, including our luggage.
Somebody has already registered that domain name, I promise you.
Yeah.
Bob, if you get
you
that,
should not have said that over the air.
If you get that, Bob, I'm going to kill you.
Oh! Why, Bob? Aaliyah's on the phone, too.
That was a threat.
Threats are real, Bob. I witnessed that, sir. But I did.
Aaliyah, I knew you wanted to do this podcast by yourself.
It was all a part of my plan.
And where can we pick up this nice podcast? Anywhere podcasts can be heard, right?
Yes, anywhere podcasts are listened to.
All right, and we'll put up a link over at kidnation.com if you want to find it. Again, the name of the podcast is So Bob. And so if you have any questions...
Thanks, guys.
Can we reach out to you guys if we have technology questions? And is there a way?
You have a help desk?
Yes, we do. You can tweet at us at SoBobPod on Twitter, obviously, or Instagram. And you can shoot us an email at SoBob at SpokeMedia.io.
Perfect.
Got it.
It's so good.
We love questions.
I know you guys doing it. It probably gives you something to talk about on the podcast that'll cover it. It gets to cover things that people are wondering. And it's really nice to meet you guys. Hopefully you guys come in studio one day and show us what we're doing wrong with our technology.
Thanks, gang. Thanks a lot for having
it. Bye, guys.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.